Situated in between Nandagram and Varshana is the beautiful place we're here today. It's known as Sanket. Sanket literally means to indicate, because Radharani and Krishna, through various bodily gestures and movements and indications of the eyes, would make a secret plan to have a rendezvous here at Sanket. Radharani would be coming from Javad, where she was trying to escape the watchful eye of her in-laws, and Krishna would be coming from Nandagram. The gopas would be running back and forth, sending messages, and Vrindadevi was making all arrangements for the divine couple to come together. Here in Sanket then, we're meditating on Radharani, who was willing to take such a risk to come and meet Krishna. Radharani was willing to risk her reputation. She was ready and willing to risk her family ties. She was ready to have a stain on her chastity simply to come and meet the sweet boy who was playing a flute. It's easy in life to gravitate towards the safe options, the secure options. It's easy to choose what is comfortable and what is convenient. To take a risk is difficult, but Srila Prabhupada's teaching was that those who take a risk for Krishna see Krishna the closest. The word vraja literally means to move. It's a very interesting definition. Vraja means to move in the sense that the residents of Vrindavan are ready to adjust their plans, their desires. They're ready to adjust their entire lives to come and move towards Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan, in their relationship with Krishna, have no hesitation. There's no holding back. And therefore, here today in Sanket, we're remembering Radharani, who underwent all difficulties to come and meet Krishna. We're remembering that Radharani was fearless, flexible, and fully available. And in this way, those who take a risk for Krishna see Krishna the closest.